It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the El Paso Chihuahuas. It's game five of a six-game series. Rainiers have won three of the first four games of this series, and the ballpark is still buzzing about the performance of Mike Ford last night. The Rainiers cleanup hitter hit three home runs last night here at Cheney and drove in eight runs as Tacoma beat El Paso 10-2. He hit a two-run homer in the first inning, a grand slam in the second, and then a two-run shot in the eighth. Monster game from Mike Ford yesterday. And, of course, he's back in the lineup and hitting cleanup again today. We'll see what more he may have in store for us. Starting pitchers today, Darren McCacken's on the mound for the Rainiers. He'll be making his third start of the season, 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Matt Waldron. Waldron throws a knuckleball. He's 0-2 with an 11.93 ERA for El Paso so far this season. So Waldron, a knuckleballer on the hill for El Paso, and Darren McCacken on the hill for the Rainiers. Should be a fun one today. We'll take a little bit of a deeper dive into Mike Ford's outing last night. And we'll get you caught up on one little roster move when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma taking on El Paso tonight. Game five of this six-game series. Rainiers won yesterday 10-2. Mike Ford hitting three home runs in the game and driving in eight runs. First player to hit three home runs in a game for Tacoma since Zach Greene did it on the 4th of July last year at Reno. And the first player to do it here at Cheney Stadium for Tacoma since Brian O'Keefe, who did it on July 2nd of last year here at home against Salt Lake. Ford's eight runs batted in, the most by a Tacoma batter in a single game since A.J. Zapp had nine runs batted in on August 20th of 2004. Zapp's game included a walk-off grand slam. Remember that one well. He launched it to right field here at Cheney. And, the eight RBIs, the most since that game from Zapp back in 04. We'll see how many Ford can hit, if any, today. He told me, we'll talk more about this during the game, but he said, we talked about it last night, he had a four home run game when he was in A-ball, and he also had a four home run game when he was in high school, and he remembers those two quite vividly, and he really enjoyed it last night. Well, one roster move today. The Rainiers have added Cooper Hummel from Seattle. He was optioned today when the Mariners activated Sam Haggerty off the injured list. So Hummel has joined the Rainiers, and he is here for today's game. There was not room for him on the roster, so to make room for him on the roster, Fred Villarreal was optioned to extended spring training, so he was transferred to extended spring training, Villarreal. Even with that, the Rainiers still have nine relief pitchers on the roster right now, so the bullpen's in good shape. All right, we're getting close to the start here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the pregame show continues in a moment.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. First for visiting El Paso, managed by Philip Wellman, Padres affiliate. They're going to lead off with the rehabbing major leaguer Adam Engel. He's the designated hitter today. Batting second is center fielder Luis Liberato. Hitting third, the second baseman Tim Lopes. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Brandon Dixon. Batting fifth and playing first base is Alfonso Rivas. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Yorman Rodriguez. Batting seventh is left fielder Taylor Colway. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Matthew Batten. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Michael Cantu. On the mound, right-hander Matt Waldron. The Rainiers are 10-8 under manager John Russell. The Mariners AAA club will lead off with the rehabilitating Taylor Trammell. He is in center field. Batting second, right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting cleanup, the man of the hour, Mike Ford. He's the DH. Hitting fifth and playing left field, Jake Schiner. Batting sixth is first baseman Colin Moran. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Batting eighth and playing second base is Kian Wong. And hitting ninth, third baseman Cesar Hernandez. On the mound, Darren McCacken, 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. Umpires, Mark Stewart Jr. is behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Harley Acosta at first, and the crew chief, Tom Hanahan, is at third. Tacoma and El Paso, game 5 out of 6. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCackett has finished his warm-ups and Adam Engel steps up to the plate for El Paso. And before we can get started here, there seems to be a problem with first base, and a member of the Rainiers grounds crew is out there to try to figure out what's going on out there. And a couple of umpires are gathered around the first base bag, as is the right here's first baseman today, Colin Moran, and the El Paso first base coach all standing around, making sure that first base is firmly planted in the ground there. And hopefully that'll take care of it. It's got to be lodged in there good. You can't have first base moving around. And yeah, it looks like it's like spinning a little. Can't play without first base, guys. We need that. All right, they're satisfied. It's going to work. Darren McCacken making his third start of the year for the right ears. This is his first start for Tacoma in a little while. We have not seen him since April 7th. He's been in the major leagues with the Mariners, and his first pitch today to Adam Engel is popped up foul and out of play, and we are underway. McCacken was up in the big leagues for about a week. Only pitched in one game, just one inning, as here's a swing and a foul out of play. He was slated to start for the Red Ears in Round Rock, Texas, and he actually got called up by Seattle the day he was supposed to pitch, or the night before he was supposed to pitch for the Rainiers. 0-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, a 90-mile-per-hour heater, and down goes Adam Engel, and McCacken strikes out the first batter of the game. One away in the top of the first inning, and now Luis Liberato will be the hitter. McCacken, a real anchor of the starting rotation for the Tacoma Rainiers the last two seasons. Liberato, one of his former teammates, stands in for El Paso, and the pitch is fouled off on the third base side. And that's strike one. Liberato hitting .269 in 19 games for El Paso, the only member of the Chihuahuas who's played in every game this year. El Paso comes into this one with a record of 7 wins and 12 losses on the season. Playoff team last year. And the pitch is high for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch coming from McCacken, and it's outside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch on its way. And this is in there for a called strike. Counts even, 2-2. Now here's one up and away, ball three. Three-two on its way. Called strike three, and McCacken gets Liberato looking, and that is the second straight strikeout to start the game for Darren McCacken. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter. Lopes has really hit up a storm in this series for El Paso. He was 4-for-4 last night and is 10-for-17 at the plate in this series with a couple of homers. He's boosted his season batting average up to .347. McCacken's pitch is taken inside by Lopes. That is ball one. Lopes, a Mariner in 2019 and 2020, now with the Padres AAA club. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. So now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it's off the plate outside, 2-1. We're not using the computer umpire today. The human being behind home plate is calling the balls and strikes. That is the case right now on the weekends in AAA baseball across the nation. Some sort of confusion between McCacken and catcher Brian O'Keefe, and O'Keefe goes out to the mound to have a quick conversation, and they get it squared away. It does not appear that they're using the PitchCom system. Well, I take that back. O'Keefe does have the pad on his left arm. So perhaps they are. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-1 to Lopes. On deck hitter is Brandon Dixon. 3-1 pitch on its way to Lopes, and it's in there for a strike. Count is full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him, and Darren McCacken strikes out the side in the top of the first inning. Three up, three punch outs, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. It's El Paso nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, Darren McCacken struck out the side at the top of the first inning, and now the Raiders come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Taylor Trammell, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. And they've got themselves an interesting assignment tonight, facing a knuckleball pitcher here for El Paso, Matt Waldron, who became a full-time, or well, a primary knuckleball pitcher after joining the Padres organization in a trade in 2020. Here's his first pitch to Taylor Trammell, and it's over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now, he does throw fastballs, too. He can hit 92 on the gun, and he started this game off with a fastball to Trammell. Now the 0-1 is a knuckler that misses for a ball outside, 1-1, and he throws a harder knuckleball. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. That was a traditional breaking ball there. Waldron now with the 2-1 pitch to Trammell. And it's a swing and a miss. And the count's even 2-2. Fastball there from Waldron. So he's only thrown one knuckler in his first four pitches. It's ruining the story. 2-2 pitch, swung on and bounced up the middle, and that's fielded by Batten, the shortstop, and he throws out Trammell at first base, and one man's gone at the bottom of the first inning, and that one was a knuckleball on the 2-2 count. So one out, and now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Waldron's made two starts this year for El Paso, and in both of them he's been hit pretty hard. They both came against Albuquerque. He's also pitched in two games in a relief role. First pitch to Marlowe is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. 93-mile-per-hour fastball there. Now the 0-1. Down and in for a ball with a slider. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. He swung on and hit in the air towards right center field on the run Liberato, and he makes the catch in the alleyway for the second out. That was a knuckler out over the plate, and Marlowe jumped on it and hit it hard, but it was within the range of Luis Liberato in center field. So two men are gone. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe no longer the last Rainiers player to hit three homers in a game in this ballpark. Mike Ford did it yesterday. He's on deck right now. The pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch swung on, hit well towards right center field. This is deep. It is back, and Liberato makes the catch at the warning track right underneath the scoreboard in right center, taking extra bases away from Brian O'Keefe. Well, Luis Liberato covering some ground in center field for El Paso, and the Raiders go in order in the bottom of the first inning, three up, three down. We go to the second. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the second inning of play. Brandon Dixon, Alfonso Rivas, and Yorman Rodriguez to bat this inning against Darren McCacken. It's throwback weekend at Cheney Stadium starting today and continuing tomorrow. The Red Ears are wearing the cream-colored jerseys that they broke out for the first time ever last year for this weekend. And they were very popular, so decided to wear them for the first day of throwback weekend this year. They're the ones that feature Slammin' Sam, the South Sound Salmon, on the sleeve. It's the first pitch to Brandon Dixon, misses outside for a ball. And these are the kind of the imaginary throwback jerseys. As here's a pop-up foul out of play. And the Rainiers kind of stumbled into this last year. You know, we'd been doing throwback weekend for years and years and years and kept throwing it back to the same teams, the Tacoma Giants of the 60s and the Twins of the 70s and the Cubs of the late 60s, early 70s. Even the Yankees, who only were here for 1 year in 1978. So there's a foul tip, 1-2. And then last year, someone said, hey, well, what if we throw it back to, what if we imagined what a Tacoma Rainiers jersey would look like in 1960? And they mocked up some designs, and the fish appeared. Slammin' Sam, the salmon. And they decided to roll with it, and people liked it. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Dixon goes after a high fastball, and McCacken has struck out four straight to open this game. And now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter. Rivas, left-hand batter with some power, hitting 294 in 14 games with three homers. Now the pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul off the fencing in front of the first base dugout. And the count's even, 1-1. So the Red Ears wearing these cream-colored jerseys with the red hats and red numerals. A little red-white stripe on the sleeves. So now here's a pitch that just misses inside, 2-1 to Rivas. Now the 2-1 pitch up high and away, ball three. Shout out to Colin Moran at first base for getting into it a little extra with his throwback uniform with the red socks on display. So now here's the pitch in for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. McCacken has struck out four straight batters to begin his outing. And it's a full count to Rivas. Payoff pitch coming. High ball four, and there's the first non-strikeout and the first base runner of the game for El Paso. A full count walk drawn by Rivas. Now Yorman Rodriguez will be the hitter. Rodriguez, right-hand batter, hitting .327 in 12 games this season. Normally a catcher. Today he is making the start at third base for El Paso. They have three catchers on their roster. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers looking for a double play ball in the infield. The 1-0 is popped up foul, out of play. The alignment today, Moran at first base, Kian Wong at second. Mason McCoy is playing short, and Cesar Hernandez is at third tonight. Outfield is Jake Shiner in left, Taylor Trammell in center, and Cade Marlowe in right. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and sprayed the other way into right field. That's a base hit. Going to second is Rivas. He takes the turn and holds there as Marlowe gets it back in. And runners are at first and second with one out. First hit of the game for El Paso. Yorman Rodriguez with a base hit to right. He's now hit safely in 11 of his last 13 games. Two on, one out for Taylor Colway. Colway, left-handed batter, hitting .219 in 16 games, but he's usually among the league leaders in batting average by the time the season ends, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. There comes the 0-1 from McCacken. And it swung on and fouled off into the seats on the third base side. Hit one of the luxury suites up above and then bounced down into the seats below. You got to be on the lookout for that here at Cheney Stadium when you're in the reserve seats. Oh, and 2 the count to Taylor Colway. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming from Darren McCacken. And the pitch is down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners with their leads. The 2-2. Swung on and hit well towards center field, but plenty of room out there. And Trammell makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Fires it back into the cutoff man, and the runners have to hold up. So Colway flies to center, 2 down. And now Matthew Batten will be the batter. Batten, right-hand hitter, hitting .188 in 17 games. With 18 walks and a .364 on base percentage. Pitch from McCacken is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch outside for a ball. Darren McCacken, 12th round pick of the Mariners in 2017. He's now 27 years old. Southern California guy out of Long Beach State University. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. His recent call up to the Mariners was the first time he'd been up since 2021 when he made his major league debut. He did get optioned back to Tacoma, so he is still on the Mariners 40-man roster. 2-1 pitch to Batten, swung on and bounced foul third base side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out at the top of the second inning. No score here at Cheney Stadium. McCacken ready. And his pitch is outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. McCacken mostly with the sinker and the slider when he's on the hill, and he'll also mix in changeups. Now a bluff towards second and no throw over. Here comes the 3-2 now. The runners go. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. McCacken fans Matthew Batten, and that closes out the top of the second inning. Strikeout number five for McCacken. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and here is Mike Ford to lead things off. Three home runs last night for the Red Ears. Matt Waldron on the hill, and the pitch is a strike. 0-1 the count to Ford, who doubled his home run total. He now has six this year, hitting .339. Leads the league and runs batted in with 26 after getting eight in one game yesterday. He takes a fastball up high. And, oh, it's called a strike. Okay, 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 on its way to Ford. And that's a fastball up high. 1-2. Little rain coming down here at Cheney. Not much to it at the moment, but it's happening, though. So 1-2 to Ford. And the pitch from Waldron swung on and grounded to the left side, and reaching to scoop it up is Rodriguez, and he throws out Ford at first base. One away in the bottom of the second inning. Jake Shiner now the hitter. Shiner in 18 AAA games now, AAA rookie this year. Hitting .194, but a .341 on base percentage. And he has hit six homers. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And Next pitch from Waldron. Fastball in there for a strike. Waldron not throwing that many knuckleballs to start this game. He's just kind of mixing it in. Not going with it primarily. As the next pitch is a slider outside, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming. And it is a called strike with a fastball. Counts even, 2-2. Two-two coming. Outside, ball three. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw a fastball past Shiner, and two men are gone in the second. Waldron with his first strikeout. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran had a couple of hits last night and has back-to-back two-hit games for Tacoma. Left-handed hitter, average on the year at 196. Former starting third baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now this pitch is a fastball over for a strike. One coming. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He went. Third base umpire rings him up. Count goes to 1-2 now. No score in the second. Tacoma and El Paso. This series wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35, and then the Red Ears hit the road for 2 weeks. Long road trip. Going to Vegas and then Salt Lake City. Next pitch outside for a ball. We're calling it the polar opposites road trip. They're in the right order. Vegas first, Salt Lake second. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Moran, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Well, three up, three down. Couple of strikeouts for Matt Waldron, and we head to the third. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face the number 9 hitter for El Paso, Michael Cantu, to start things off. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. Cantu making his first start of the season. He's had only one plate appearance this year. He walked. And he swings and misses now at a fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. McCacken's already struck out 5 batters, a season high in just 2 innings. 1-1 to Cantu. That's a fastball for a strike. What a 2 to count. One-two pitch. Swung on, grounded to short, and McCoy handles it and throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the top of the third inning. So, the number 9 hitter leads off with a routine grounder to short. Lineup turns over, and Adam Engel will bat for his second time. If you missed the news, the Red Deers added a player today. Cooper Hummel optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. They activated Sam Haggerty from the injured list, so they had to make a move. And Hummel got the news that he's coming down, as here's one inside to Engel. I heard Hummel arrived here immediately. He's not in the lineup today, but I heard he's here for today's game. So now the pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. Hummel will be in the lineup regularly moving forward, I'm sure. 1-1 pitch to Engel is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So McCacken got Engel swinging in the first, and he's ahead of him here, a ball and 2 strikes. He's into his motion, and the pitch is a breaking ball low and away. A slider there from McCacken that looked like it had more curveball action to it, real downward break, and a little slower. Now his 2-2 is up and in, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Engel. And the pitch swung on and hit in the air down the left field line, foul and out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now McCacken is set. Here comes his 3-2 again, and it is swung on and cranked, foul. Engel got some distance on that foul ball, sent it flying over the R bar down the left field line at the top of all the party decks here at Cheney Stadium. Now the 3-2 again, and it's hit foul again. So 3 balls, 2 strikes still. Now the 3-2, swing and a foul back. Again, that is 4 straight full count pitches that Adam Engel has fouled off. Here comes the 3-2 once again. Check swing, bouncer up the first baseline. Fair ball picked up by the catcher O'Keefe. Throw to first, in time for the out. And 2 men are gone in the third. Nicely handled by O'Keefe. Little check swing by Engel, and he hit a dribbler up the first baseline, and it kind of hugged the chalk line a little bit, or at least the edge of the grass. And O'Keefe came out from behind the plate, picked it up, and made the throw down to Colin Moran for the putout. Here's the pitch to Luis Liberato, and it's popped up foul, third base side. Cesar Hernandez is going to have room in foul ground, and he makes the catch, and Liberato is out. So after all those pitches to angle, McCacken then bounces back and gets Liberato to pop up on the first pitch. Three up, three down in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of inning number three. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers looking for their first base runner against Matt Waldron, who has gone six up, six down so far and has not lived up to his reputation as primarily a knuckleball pitcher. He throws a first pitch fastball to McCoy, and it's inside for a ball, 1-0. He's thrown a couple of knuckleballs, but not many. Now here's the 1-0. And there's a check swing foul on a slider from Waldron. And the count's even, 1-1. Mason McCoy hitting 250 with a homer, 400 on base percentage with 14 walks drawn. Now the pitch is on the outside edge with a fastball for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Next pitch coming from Waldron. And it is swung on and fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Has not thrown a knuckleball during this at bat to Mason McCoy. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul. There was a knuckleball. So one ball, two strikes to Mason McCoy with Kian Wong on deck. And the pitch is swung on, and that's fouled away, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Fastball outside, ball three, and McCoy is seeing a lot of pitches here. Three balls, two strikes. And And now time called. McCoy calls time. He's going to step out of the batter's box and think about what he might see here. Now the 3-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, slider. And that is the third strikeout for Waldron. In fact, it's three straight strikeouts going back to last inning. So now Kian Wong will hit. Wong hitting 292 in nine games for Tacoma. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, fastball outside. Two-oh coming. Swung on, chopped towards first, fielded on a big bounce by Rivas, and he takes it to the base for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the third. Waldron's retired all eight hitters he has faced, and now Cesar Hernandez will come to the plate. Hernandez has just continued to walk at an astronomical rate, and he walked three more times last night. He leads the league with 21 walks drawn in 15 games played. And he swings and fouls one off. That's strike one. Hernandez, in his long major league career, starting second baseman for the Phillies from 2015 to 2019, and then with Cleveland and the White Sox, Washington last year. So here's one that misses for a ball. He's always walked at a pretty good clip in the majors, and then one year in 2018 with the Phillies, he walked a lot. Here's one in for a strike, 1-2. That season, he drew 95 walks. Now the 1-2 is swung on and looped out into left center, and there's a base hit for Hernandez. First hit and first base runner of the game for the right air. Cesar Hernandez singles to left center. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Runner at first, two outs for Trammell, who grounded out to shortstop earlier. And the pitch is a fastball that is called a strike. No score, bottom of the third. Hernandez might try to steal here with two outs. It's one for two stealing bases so far this year. Waldron's ready, and the pitch is in there for a strike to Trammell, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Trammell on a rehab assignment with the Red Ears. He's been on the major league injured list since spring training when he took a swing early in camp and broke the hamate bone in his hand. Now a pickoff throw, and Hernandez is back in. That hamate bone injury is something that's pretty common with hitters in professional baseball. O-2 pitch, swung on and bounced to the left side, and that's going to get through and into left field, a base hit. Dan Hernandez turns at second and stops. It's a single for Taylor Trammell, and the Red Ears have something cooking here with two outs. Back-to-back singles by Hernandez and Trammell. Trammell now 5-for-13 in his time with the Red Ears. Here's Cade Marlowe. Lined out to center field his first time up. To right center, really. Liberato made a nice play on the ball he hit. And the pitch to Marlowe is taken for for a ball outside, ball one. Now the 1-0's coming, runners with their leads, and Waldron's pitch is over for a strike. Slider there from Waldron. Now the next pitch swung on and smashed, diving stop at second by Lopes on a short hop, and he throws out Marlowe at first for the final out of the bottom of the third inning. Nice play by the El Paso second baseman, Tim Lopes, stealing a hit from Marlowe and saving a run. No runs for the Red Ears on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the fourth. No score between Tacoma and El Paso. And Darren McCacken on the mound. His first pitch to Tim Lopes is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Lopes made the diving play at second to end the bottom of the third. And now he lines a pitch down the left field line, and that's going to be a base hit, possibly more. Over to cut it off his shiner. Lopes is going for second, and he'll get there as the throw comes in towards third. It's a leadoff double for Tim Lopes, who has now hit safely in seven straight games for El Paso. So Lopes with the first extra base hit of this game, and he puts himself in scoring position with no one out. And now Brandon Dixon will be the hitter. Now the pitch is in for a strike, going one the count to Dixon. We'll take a look at what happened around the PCL yesterday. There was a walk-off in Albuquerque. So now the 0-1 to Dixon is in there for a strike, 0-2. Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 4-3 on a bottom of the ninth inning homer by Brenton Doyle, who is the leadoff man in their lineup and was leading off the inning in a 3-3 tie, and he hit one out to end it. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball to Dixon. Oklahoma City losing, but still with the best record in the league at 13-6. A half game ahead of Round Rock, who could have passed them if they beat Sacramento last night, but they didn't. Hot shot to short, and diving to field it is McCoy. He's up on his feet, and he throws to first and gets Dixon. And there's the first out of the fourth inning. And Mason McCoy laid out to make that play. Tim Lopes, the runner at second, had to hold there with the play in front of him. And now Alfonso Rivas will be the batter. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced on the third base side. Slowly hit, bare hand pickup by Hernandez. Throw to first is not in time. It's an infield single for Rivas on a little roller up the third baseline. And now El Paso has runners at the corners with one out for Yorman Rodriguez, who had a base hit his first time up. So Sacramento beat Round Rock last night 7-4. As Matt Beattie homered and drove in two for the Giants affiliate. And Casey Schmidt had two hits and two runs batted in for Sacramento. Rainier's playing double play depth in the infield, and the pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Also last night, Las Vegas beat Sugarland down in Texas 5-3. Getting homers from Jonah Bride and catcher Kyle McCann. Oh, one pitch coming to Rodriguez, and there's a swing and a liner down the left field line. Fair ball into the corner, extra bases. Lopes will trot in and score. Rivas is coming to third. He stops there, and coasting into second base with a double and an RBI is Yorman Rodriguez. That's the first run of the game. El Paso leads it 1-0. That ball was turned on and drilled down the left field line by Rodriguez. Breaking ball up, and he was all over it. So now two men in scoring position with one out. The Rainiers have to bring the infield in with Taylor Colway at the plate. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from McCacken, and that swung on and popped up. Foul third base side. Hernandez does not have a play. It's in the seats. 1-1 now. One other game yesterday didn't happen. Reno at Salt Lake got rained out. They are playing a doubleheader today, and I did see that they got started, so that's good. 1-1 pitch, popped up foul towards the third base side, and that's out of play. 1-2 now to Colway. So ball and two strikes to Colway. McCacken could really use a strikeout, and he already has five in this game. The pitch is a fastball up high, and Colway lays off of it. So 2-2. And this pitch is a just outside, ball three. So full count, first base is open. The 3-2 swung on and looped out into right and caught by the right fielder Marlowe. Tagging is Rivas, the throw to the plate. The tag applied, they got him, double play. Marlowe threw it in the air all the way to catcher Brian O'Keefe, who put the tag on the sliding Alfonso Rivas to complete the inning-ending double play. A 9-2 double play, and McCacken and the Rainiers get out of the inning with just one run scoring on three hits. There were no errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
1-0 El Paso. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Brian O'Keefe just took the first pitch from Matt Waldron for ball one. O'Keefe leading things off, and now he fouls one away, and that evens up the count 1-1. O'Keefe put the tag on Rivas at the plate after receiving Marlowe's throw from right field to complete the double play and end the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Cade Marlowe had that fly ball that Colway hit come right to him. He didn't really get to set up and kind of build up for the throw like you see outfielders maybe step into it to throw. Here's a foul. Because it was not really a high fly. It was a low fly ball. And Marlowe caught it and just heaved it on the fly to O'Keefe for the double play. Two and two now to O'Keefe. On deck, Mike Ford. After him, Jake Shiner. Two-two pitch. Inside, ball three. That was a knuckler. Here's the 3-2. Check swing on a pitch up and in. He held up in time, says the first base umpire, and it's a leadoff walk. First walk issued by El Paso pitching today. O'Keefe heads down to first base, and now Mike Ford will hit. Ford with the three homers yesterday. He had four in a game while playing for Charleston in Class A ball in the Yankees system in 2014. And he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Talked to him before the game today. He said he remembers everything about the four-homer game. He said all four were to right field. The lineup involved him hitting back-to-back in the order with Aaron Judge, who had been a first-round draft pick the prior year by the Yankees. Here's one outside for a ball. And at one point in that game, Ford and Judge hit back-to-back homers. He also said he struck out in his first at-bat and then ended up hitting four homers. 2-0 pitch, down and in, ball three. He says he also had a four-homer game in high school. He went to high school in New Jersey. 3-0 pitch. Swung on and hit high and foul. Down the right field line at a crazy angle towards the end of the berm and the covered kids' play area out there. Now the 3-1 pitch from Waldron. Swung on and hit in the air to left. Moving towards the line, Colway. He's there, and he makes the catch. And retreating to first base is O'Keefe. So Ford flies to left, one down. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Ford went to high school at the Hunt School of Princeton and then played at Princeton University. And his college coach, the head coach in baseball at Princeton at that time, was the former Mariner catcher Scott Bradley. So pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike. And Ford didn't get drafted out of Princeton, but the Yankees signed him as an undrafted free agent in 2013 when Ford was 21 years old. And that's when he started his pro career, and he had the four home run game the following season. Pitch in for a strike to Shiner. 0-2 the count. Rain still falling here in Tacoma. It's been pretty steady for the last two innings or so. And Waldron doesn't like the baseball that he had in his hand. He throws it out of play and gets a new one from the plate ump. It's probably tough conditions for a knuckleball, I would think. That might be why Waldron's not throwing many of them tonight, because of the water. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and well, that's the second out of the inning. Shiner goes down swinging on a slider. Strikeout number four for Waldron. Two down for Colin Moran. Rain's coming down harder now. Pitch to Moran is swung on and fouled to the netting. 0-1 the count. We're in the fourth. This is not yet an official game, something to keep in the back of your mind in these rain situations. The umpires are in charge of this, too, at this point. The crew chief, Tom Hanahan, Hanrahan. There's an R in there. Hanrahan, he'll make the decision if they need to make a call for the tarp. Oh, boy, they just picked off O'Keefe at first base as Matt Waldron stepped off and fired to first and picked him off. And that's the final out here of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. That ends the fourth, excuse me. We head to the fifth inning, and it is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It is 1-0. El Paso with the lead over Tacoma. Matthew Batten, Michael Cantu, and Adam Engel to bat this inning. Darren McCacken's into his motion of the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss by Batten. 0-2. Well, last night, Mike Ford had three homers and eight runs batted in for the Red Ears. Today in the major leagues, a player has done the exact same thing. So here's one outside to Batten. Adolis Garcia from Texas, three homers, eight runs batted in today. They beat Oakland 16-3. 1-2 pitch, chop towards third, and Cesar Hernandez has it on two hops, fires to first in time for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. So Batten bounces out to third. And now Michael Cantu will be the hitter. Cantu grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Cacken gets a new baseball. A lot of switching out of baseballs in this rain. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Next pitch is a strike, going two now. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a slider outside, and Cantu lays off of it. One ball, two strikes. Now this one's outside, and Cantu lays off of that. Two balls, two strikes. O'Keefe calls time. He's having a equipment problem of some kind. And this is involving the PitchCom system, I believe. Something in his helmet, an earpiece. And we're in a delay while they get this resolved. I don't really understand why this is a delay, though, why you couldn't just flash signs and keep the game going and then get a new piece of equipment installed when the inning's over. But we'll wait while O'Keefe's electronic equipment with the pitch club system is repaired. They're bringing in a replacement from the bullpen as the Red Ears' other catcher, Nottingham, probably out there. Okay, O'Keefe's now got this. He's still working with it. Now he's got it ready. All right. And he'll head back behind the plate now. So two balls, two strikes to Cantu after the delay. And here's McCacken's pitch, and it is a called strike three. And down goes Cantu. And McCacken has his sixth strikeout of the game. Two down in the top of the fifth. That's his first strikeout since the second inning, as he had five strikeouts in the first two innings. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball by Adam Engel. 0-1 the count. Looks like the rain's died down, if not stopped completely here for the moment. It's now a swing and a miss at a heater, and the count goes to 0-2. Delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Adam Engel, and the inning is over. Strikeout number seven for Darren McCacken. Three up, three down at the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. El Paso leading 1-0 here at Cheney Stadium. Two hits for the Rainiers through the first four innings and only one walk, which is the real difference from the first four games of this season when the Rainiers, or of this series, pardon me, the Rainiers walked 36 times in the first four games of this series. First pitch of the fifth to Colin Moran is fouled away. There's strike one. Moran struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch swung on and looped towards the shortstop on one hop. Batten fields it, and he throws out Moran at first, and one man's gone at the bottom of the fifth. So Moran bounces out to short, and now Mason McCoy is the hitter. Little Mariners update for you as their game tonight is on a channel that not everybody receives because of the Kraken playoff game en route. But Mariners and Cardinals tied 1-1 in the top of the third. So here's one outside to McCoy. The M's have Luis Castillo on the hill tonight. St. Louis got a runoff from in the first inning. Now the 1-0 is popped up down the right field line. Rivas over in foul ground, makes the catch, and two men are out at the bottom of the fifth. McCoy fouls out, and now Kian Wong will be the hitter. Mariners tied it up in the second inning when Jared Kelnick hit an opposite field solo homer. And he's hit five homers so far for the Mariners. He continues to look like a new man in the big leagues this year. Very encouraging. Matt Waldron's pitch to Kian Wong is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now pitch misses for a ball. Two-oh pitch. High ball three. Now here's one down and in, ball four. So that's walk number two drawn by the Red Ears today. Kian Wong will head down to first base with two outs, and Cesar Hernandez will bat for his second time. He singled his first time up today. Pitch to Cesar. Is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Oh, and one the count. Now the pitch is popped up, foul, third base side. Rodriguez, the third baseman, can't get it. It lands on the roof of the third base dugout here at Cheney Stadium. Right, here's trailing 1-0 in the fifth, trying to rally here with two outs after Kian Wong worked a walk. Waldron with the 0-2 to Cesar Hernandez. And it's swung on and looped out into left field. On comes Colway. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Wong stops at second, and the Red Ears have two on with two outs. And Cesar Hernandez is 2-for-2 today. As he gets one to fall in. And now Taylor Trammell bats with a two-out RBI opportunity. There's the pitch, and it is up high and away for a ball. The count. Here's the pitch from Waldron. And it's a swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Trammell was trying to do damage to that baseball. One and one the count. Runners with their leads. Wong dancing around at second, and Waldron steps off and looks over there but doesn't throw. Now the 1-1 coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Slider there from Matt Waldron. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball up, and the Red Ears do not score in the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. Two runners left on base. And we go to the sixth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We've played five innings here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Deers trailing El Paso 1-0. And the grounds crew spent some time here between innings working on the home plate area, in particular the batter's boxes and the catcher's box, spreading around some of that diamond dry drying agent to try to make this area less muddy. And they have finished that, and McCacken is now throwing his warm-up tosses as he gets ready to work the top of the sixth inning. The only run scored in the fourth on the one-out RBI double by Yorman Rodriguez. And after that play, El Paso had runners at second and third, and the Red Deers got a double play on a fly ball to right fielder Cade Marlowe, who caught it and then threw out the runner at home plate to trying to tag and score. Well, McCacken has been in there since the start and has allowed one run on four hits and struck out seven. They are preparing the next pitcher. Riley O'Brien is warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. So it looks like we'll be seeing him in the not too distant future. Luis Liberato leads things off for El Paso here in the sixth. Left-handed batter who has struck out looking and popped up. He's 0-2. And McCacken's ready. And the pitch, he squares around a bunt and bunts it foul third base side. Liberato trying to bunt for a hit, which is something we saw him do a number of times during his season with the Red Deers in 2021. Now the 0-1 from McCacken is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now breaking ball outside, a change. Actually, 2-1 the count. Two-one pitch is hit in the air towards right field. Marlowe coming in, but it's going to drop for a base hit, and it's a leadoff single for Luis Liberato. So he has a base hit to right to start the sixth inning. And now Tim Lopes will be the hitter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike to Tim Lopes. Now turning a throw to first and back in with a dive is Liberato. All right, here's the 0-1 outside. One ball, one strike. McCacken's pitch count approaching 90. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to Lopes, and it's a swing and a foul. 1-2 the count. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Tim Lopes. And McCackett has his eighth strikeout of the night. One down. And now Brandon Dixon will be the hitter. Dixon's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. 0-1 the count. Now here comes the 0-1. And it's up and in for a ball. 1-1. One coming. And it is inside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one coming. No, a toss to first, and back in is Liberato. Now a check swing on a pitch up and in, and he went around, says first base umpire Harley Acosta, and that evens up the count 2-2. Kacken may be working on his final batter here. He's right around 95 pitches. 2-2 coming. The runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second base. And in there safely with a head first dive is Liberato. Dixon has struck out. Ninth strikeout for McCacken, but Liberato steals second, and he's in scoring position with two down for Alfonso Rivas. Rivas has walked and singled, and, well, looks like they're going to let McCacken face another hitter. All right, the pitch to Rivas is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien is ready in the pen. But they're going to see if McCacken can complete the half inning here. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Counts even now, 1-1. One-one, the count to Rivas. And the pitch is high. Fastball up, and Rivas laid off of that. Two-one, swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch, and that evens things up 2-2. McCacken trying to strand the runner at second base here. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away. Another changeup from McCacken, and Rivas got a piece of this one. On deck, Yorman Rodriguez. This is the stretch of the El Paso lineup that generated the game's only run so far back in the fourth inning. 2-2 coming from McCacken. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Rivas, and that closes out the sixth, and McCacken has his 10th strikeout. No runs for El Paso on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Raiders need to get some runs. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 El Paso. Darren McCacken striking out 10 through six innings. He's presumably done. That's one strikeout shy of his career high. See if the Rainiers can put some runs on the board and maybe get McCacken a lead. Well, now time called by El Paso starter Matt Waldron. And he's having trouble with his PitchCom system. He didn't have the earpiece in there. All these efforts to speed up the game, and we're getting delayed by the modern technology tonight. Cade Marlowe, Brian O'Keefe, and Mike Ford to bat this inning in the bottom of the sixth. The rain has stopped. It was raining pretty hard there for a bit in the fourth inning. Here's a pitch to Marlowe, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from Matt Waldron, and it swung on and fouled away. Marlowe's hit two balls hard today and has nothing to show for it. A line out to center that Liberato made a nice play in the alley on right center area. And then he smoked a ball, and Tim Lopes made a diving stop at second base. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Marlowe. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Waldron went up the ladder with a fastball, and he got Marlowe swinging, and that is out number one at the bottom of the sixth inning. Strikeout number six for Waldron. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. He has flied to deep center and walked. And the fastball was in there for a called strike. Well, Waldron was billed as a knuckleball pitcher. He's thrown just a small handful of them tonight. He's been primarily fastball slider. Well, there's a knuckler. And he gets a swing and a miss from O'Keefe. O-2 pitch. And there's another knuckleball, and it's outside. 1-2 to O'Keefe. 1-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled back. Another fastball. One-two pitch, swing and a miss. That is strike three, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Matt Waldron, who now has seven for El Paso. Mike Ford's 0-for-2 tonight with a ground out and a flyout. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Yeah, the 0-1 in there for a called strike. Fastball outside. 2-2. Cardinals have taken a 3-1 lead on the Mariners going to the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 to Ford. Low. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming. And it swung on and grounded hard, but right to Lopes at second, who has it. And he throws out Ford at first, and the Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. Nothing doing for Tacoma. We head to the seventh. It is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, in to work the top of the seventh inning. On in relief of Darren McCacken, who had just a tremendous start today, but leaves trailing 1-0. As it's been a real pitcher's duel between McCacken and Matt Waldron. So O'Brien's the new pitcher, and his first offering to Yorman Rodriguez misses for a ball, 1-0. McCacken with a great line today as the 1-0 is outside for a ball, 2-0. He went six innings, allowed five hits and one run. He walked only one and struck out 10, one shy of his career high, which he set last year. Is now the 2-0 to Rodriguez in for a strike. He set that career high last year in a game here on June 15th against Sacramento when he struck out 11 in a 4-1 victory, and he ended up winning the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week award that week. So here's a fly foul down the right field line and out of play. And today's 10 strikeout performance for McCacken, just the second time in his career he's hit double digits, as he'd had 9 a bunch of times in the past. O'Brien with a 2-2 pitch, and it is outside with the curve, and the count goes full, 3-2. Three and two, the count. Here's the 3-2. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Brien gets Rodriguez, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. 11th strikeout for Tacoma pitching. And now Taylor Callaway will be the batter. O'Brien's appearing in his sixth game for the Red Ears, 0-1 with a 1.42 ERA in 6 3rd innings. He's made 2 starts for Tacoma, both in bullpen games. He went 2 innings each time. As here's a bunt foul on the third base side. The count to Taylor Callaway. And now a swing and a foul out of play. 0-2. O'Brien joined the Mariners organization early last season. O-2 pitch, swung on, tapped to the left side on the ground. The third baseman, Hernandez, has it, and he throws to first and got him on a close play, and two men are out at the top of the seventh inning. The Red Ears had the infield shifted as much as is allowed these days, with McCoy playing basically behind the second base bag, but not quite legally on the left side, and the third baseman way off the line towards where the shortstop stands typically, and the ball was hit right to Hernandez, the third baseman. Is here's a pitch in for a strike to Batten. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch fouled out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. Last year, they implemented this shift ban that we now have everywhere in baseball, but they implemented it last year in the low Class A minor leagues. The Mariners have an affiliate that plays at that level, the Modesto Club. Sears went outside to Batten and talked to their broadcaster last year during one of our road trips to Sacramento, very close to Modesto, and he told me, I asked him about the shift ban, what's it like, and does it actually impact the games? As here's a swing and a miss, and that is strike three, and down goes Batten, and that wraps up the top of the seventh. He basically said he didn't think it impacted the game at all, but it made it more aesthetically pleasing to have the guys lined up on the right sides of the field. I agree. Three up, three down at the top of the seventh. We go to the stretch. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. El Paso leading the Red Ears 1-0. And a new pitcher for the Chihuahuas, left-hander Tom Cosgrove. And his first pitch of the inning to Jake Shiner is popped up high in the air. And on the outfield grass, the second baseman Lopes makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Matt Waldron, great start for the Chihuahuas. Six shutout innings of three-hit ball. Walked two, struck out seven, used the knuckleball pretty sparingly, and it worked for him. That was his best outing of the year, without question. So Cosgrove in from the pen, and now he works on Moran, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike one, first pitch breaking ball. Cosgrove's a lefty. He has not allowed a run or a hit in 6 2/3 innings this season. He's walked four and struck out seven. 0-1 to Moran, and there's a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Moran calls time, steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 0-2 is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. One, zero, El Paso in the seventh. Now the 0-2, bounce to the right side. That's scooped up by Lopes, and he throws out Moran at first, and two men are gone in the seventh for Mason McCoy. McCoy's 0 for 2. Checking out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. A couple of interesting notes at Advanced Class A Everett, who beat Vancouver 4-1 yesterday, beat the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. Sears one outside for a ball. Harry Ford, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2021, who starred for the British national team, Great Britain, in the World Baseball Classic. He hit his first homer for Everett last night and drove in three runs. He's very young. Sears a swing and a foul back by McCoy. He's 20 years old, Ford. And he also caught a good game. Reed Morgan started for Everett and went six innings, allowed just three hits and one unearned run. Only one walk. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. One and two the count. And now the pitch is hit in the air to shallow right. In on it is Dixon, and he makes the catch, and McCoy is retired. And the Rainiers haven't had a base runner in a while, not since the fifth. We head to the eighth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
On to the eighth, El Paso leading the Red Ears 1-0. Riley O'Brien on the mound for Tacoma. Worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh. He stays in for the eighth. He'll face Michael Cantu, Adam Engel, and Luis Liberato. Cantu stands in. Right-hand hitting catcher from Corpus Christi, Texas. And the pitch from O'Brien is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Riley O'Brien from Greater Seattle. Shorewood High School throws a fastball for a strike, 1-1. Same high school that turned out Blake Snell, pitcher for the Padres, lefty. 1-1 pitch is popped up foul, and that's out of play on the first base side. 1-2. One-two delivery, swinging a foul back, still 1-2. Time called by Cantu, he steps out of the batter's box. Pitch is fouled away. Still 1-2. Now a swing and a foul. Cantu hanging in there. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a sinking heater, and down goes Cantu, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. O'Brien has struck out three of the four batters he has faced. Adam Engel now the hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. The parent club of the Chihuahuas, the San Diego Padres, won today. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-3. Big performances from players who've been out this year. As here's one outside for a ball to Engel. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his first homer since being activated by the Padres 2 days ago. Now the 2-0 to Engel, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. And they started Joe Musgrove, who's been injured all year but was activated off the IL, and he got the win, went five innings. Two-one pitch, check swing, he went. That's a strike, counts even, 2-2. So the 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to short, and McCoy has it, sets himself and fires to first for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. Adam Engel grounds out to shortstop. And now Luis Liberato will bat for his fourth time. He's 1-for-3. The pitch is up high for a ball. One-oh pitch, up and away, two balls, no strikes. In the bottom of the eighth, the Rainiers scheduled hitters are Kian Wong, Cesar Hernandez, and Taylor Trammell. Two and zero, the count to Liberato, and the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. 2-1 now. Now this one is swung on and lined towards left center. Trammell on the move, he dives and can't get it, and it gets past him. Over to pick it up is Shiner. Liberato will check in at second base with a two-out double. Luis Liberato goes to left center and has his second hit of the game. And he's in scoring position with two down for the hot-hitting Tim Lopes. So Liberato comes through with his third double of the season for El Paso. And here comes another X-ray near in Lopes. He doubled and scored the game's only run in the fourth inning. The pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off at the plate. 0-2 the count. Here comes the 0-2 from O'Brien, trying to put him away. And it's this breaking ball outside, a curve, 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Lopes. O'Brien with a strikeout, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. His fourth strikeout in two scoreless innings of work. There was a hit and a man left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9.
Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One nothing, El Paso with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Chihuahuas, right-hander Moises Lugo is in from the pen. No record, 3.60 ERA in five appearances and five innings of work. Kian Wong stands in. And the pitch is swung on and blasted in the air to center field. Liberato doesn't see it, and it goes over his head. He lost it. He never saw the ball. Wong is at second. He stops there with a leadoff double in the bottom of the eighth inning. I don't think Liberato ever saw it. And it landed about 30 feet behind him. And he had to go chase it down. And Wong ends up with a double as a result. Well, we'll see if the Red Ears can cash that in. Here's Cesar Hernandez, who's 2-for-2 in this game. And it is, the pitch is bunted foul up the third baseline. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 to Hernandez. He again squares around and bunts it foul, and he's behind in the count, 0-2. O-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the pitch is fouled into the seats on the third base side. 1-2 the count to Hernandez. Tying runner at second, no one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now the pitch outside, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And it is outside, ball three, and Hernandez, who was behind in the count, 0-2 after a pair of foul bunts, now has a full count. He hasn't drawn his daily three walks yet. He hasn't drawn any of his walks yet. Here comes the 3-2 from Lugo. And it is swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Going back, Liberato still back, and he's there, and he makes the catch. But Wong should move up. He tags it second, and he does advance to third. And Hernandez advances that tying runner to third base with a deep fly. Good at bat for Hernandez after initially trying to bunt the runner over. He manages to move the runner over anyway. So tying runner at third with one out for Taylor Trammell. El Paso must bring the infield in. And the pitch is high for a ball. Now the 1-0, swing and a foul tip. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Rainier's trying to tie this game up. Trammell just looking for something he can drive. The 2-1 from Lugo is swung on and bounced foul first base side. The runner at third, Wong, who has good speed, saw that ball hit on the ground and immediately took off for the plate, but it was a foul ball. Setting into the batter's box now with a 2-2 count. Infield in all the way around. Wong down the line from third. The pitch to Trammell is outside, ball three. Full count. Lugo is ready. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded foul. Ty Kelly in the first base coach's box had it go off his hands. It's all right. He's retired now. 3-2 to Taylor Trammell. Tying runner at third. One out at the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch from Lugo. Down and in, ball four. Trammell draws the walk, and now not only is the tying runner at third, but the go-ahead runner's at first with one out of the eighth and Cade Marlowe coming to the plate. The Chihuahuas are going to have a conference on the mound. The whole infield is gathered. No one from the dugout has come out, but the players are gathered, and now here comes the pitching coach to visit as well. He looked like the catcher Cantu might have called him out. So strategic conversation here. They have to figure out also what they want to do with the infield. Do they keep it drawn in, or do they maybe play for a double play and back off a little bit? Looking at the Rainiers' upcoming hitters, Marlowe up now. With one out, O'Keefe is on deck, and Mike Ford is after him. Wong is the tying runner at third, and Trammell with good speed is at first. He's a candidate to try to steal second, although he needs to be sure he's going to make it. He can't get thrown out for out number two with that tying runner at third. All right, Marlowe stands in. Lugo with his pitch, and it's down to the dirt and nicely blocked by the catcher Cantu, and it's ball one. So 1-0 the count. Mariners just tied up the Cardinals in the sixth on a two-run homer by Teoscar Hernandez. It's 3-3. Pitch to Marlowe is laced foul down the first baseline. 1-1 the count. First and third, one away. And the pitch is inside, 2-1. So now Marlowe out ahead in the count. Big RBI opportunity here. The Red Ears have not scored all night. 2-1 pitch from Lugo. And it is outside, ball three. Well, the walk would load him up for O'Keefe. It would also push the go-ahead runner into scoring position. Here's the 3-1 coming to Marlowe, and it is outside, ball four. And that loads the bases. Marlowe down to first. Trammell takes second. Remaining at third is Wong. The bases are loaded with one out for Brian O'Keefe, who's been quiet tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk. He did hit a deep fly ball in the first. He'd take that again. All right, bases loaded, one away, and the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 to O'Keefe. Nope, Lugo steps off for a moment. Now here's the 0-1. Swung on and pulled down the left field line. It goes foul. Hooked foul. Landed in the party decks. 0-2 to O'Keefe. El Paso is warming up right-hander Drew Carlton in the pen. Bases loaded, one out. Wong, the tying runner at third. 0-2 to O'Keefe inside with a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to O'Keefe. Lugo. Now, well, time called by O'Keefe. He's going to step out for a moment. Rainier's best scoring opportunity of the night. The 1-2 pitch called strike three. A fastball on the outside edge. And that is the second out of the inning. O'Keefe did not like the call. Human beings calling the pitches tonight. And O'Keefe thought that was outside. And doesn't matter. He's called out. Two men are gone in the eighth. And the Rainier's need a clutch hit. And they have Mike Ford coming to the plate. 0-for-3 tonight after his three-homer game yesterday. Left-hand batter. He swings and pulls a base hit on the ground into right field. Wong scores. Here comes Trammell. The throw home. Trammell slides and he's safe. Two-run score. Taking third is Marlowe. Mike Ford with a two-run single. And the Red Ears have taken the lead. It's Tacoma 2, El Paso 1. First pitch swinging. Ford got a fastball knee high and just pulled it hard on the ground into right field. And the Red Ears not only get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, they have taken the lead. Jake Shiner will be the next batter. Shiner's 0-for-3. And the pitch is a breaking ball up and in, ball one. Looking ahead to the ninth, El Paso has its 4, 5, and 6 hitters coming up. I think that's Matt Festa warming in the Rainiers bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Well, an opportunity to add insurance runs with runners at first and third and two down. 2-0 pitch to Scheider. And it is high, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Colin Moran, who's on deck. Although I think Shiner's going to have the green light here. 3-0 pitch. And it's high, ball four. So that loads him up for Moran. That's the third walk of the inning. And taking a walk of his own is Philip Wellman, the manager of the Chihuahuas. He's going to go to the bullpen here and bring in a fresh arm to face Colin Moran. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change. We'll take a break in our broadcast. The Red Ears have taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth. It's Tecoma 2, El Paso 1.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears have taken the lead with a couple of runs in the bottom of the eighth. Mike Ford's bases loaded, two-out RBI single, putting Tecoma out in front 2-1. And they're trying to add insurance. The Red Ears still have the bases loaded now with two outs. Colin Moran coming to the plate. The new El Paso pitcher is Drew Carlton, who's been really good for them so far this season in six appearances. No record, a 1.93 ERA in 9 1/3 innings. Moran quiet tonight, 0-3, back-to-back two-hit games coming into this one. Left-hand hitter looks out towards the righty, and time called before this pitch. Oh, the umpire called a pitch clock violation on Carlton, so that was ball one. And it is a 1-0 count on Moran, with the bases juiced and two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And this one's a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Marlowe at third, Ford at second, Shiner at first. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Carlton strikes out Moran to wrap up the bottom of the eighth. But a great rally for Tecoma to take the lead. Two runs on two hits, no errors, three left. We go to the ninth. It's Tecoma 2, El Paso 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Two to one, Tacoma with the lead. We go to the ninth inning after Tacoma just took the lead with two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Matt Festa on to try to close this out. He's in relief of Riley O'Brien, who tossed two shutout innings, giving up one hit, striking out four, no walks. O'Brien now the pitcher of record. McCacken had a great start. He's off the hook now. He's going to get no decision. Well, here's Festa's pitch to Brandon Dixon, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 to Dixon is called a strike, and the count's even. One ball, one strike. Festa's 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Festa's been in four games for Tacoma's, pitched five innings without allowing a run. Has given up two hits, has walked six, but it is worth noting that in his most recent outing on Wednesday, he went two scoreless innings and walked just one. Here's a grounder to first. It's fielded by Moran. Flip it to Festa for the putout. One away in the top of the ninth inning. Brandon Dixon bounces out. And now Alfonso Rivas will be the hitter. Rivas has an infield single and a walk, and he has struck out. One for two. And the pitch in there for a strike. Owen won the count. Now the 0-1 swung on and fouled towards the press box. Look out over there. Hope everyone's all right. Here's the 0-2. And it is high for a ball. 1-2. One and two to Alfonso Rivas. One out of the ninth. Right here's up 2-1. The pitch is high. Rivas lays off. Two balls, two strikes. On deck, Yorman Rodriguez. Here's the 2-2 to Alfonso Rivas, and it is swung out and fouled back. Festa with a breaking ball there, and Rivas got a piece of it. Still 2-2. Rainier's trying to lock down this game and clinch a series win. Here comes the 2-2 again to Alfonso Rivas, and it is high, ball three. Full count to Rivas out of the University of Arizona. Three-two coming, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a sweeping slider for the second out at the top of the ninth inning. Yorman Rodriguez now the hitter. Rainiers an out away from victory. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 and doubled in the only El Paso run, and he hits a one-hopper back to the mound. Festa has it, passes to first. That's the ball game. The Rainiers rally just one time all night, but it's enough. They beat El Paso 2-1, and Tacoma has won four of the first five games of this series against the El Paso Chihuahuas, a series that wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35. A day after a three-homer game, Mike Ford hits just a single, but it's a big one. The bases loaded, two-out single in the eighth, leads the Red Ears to the victory in a very well-pitched game. 2-1 the final. Red Ears get the win. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. It's coming up in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show right after this.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids
faster
than ride in an ambulance.
I'd rather have a catch with my dog, Curtis, than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease, asthma, or diabetes, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Learn more at Prevnar20.com. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 2-1 in a game that they trailed for the majority of it. But one rally in the eighth was all they needed, and that was the case because the pitching was so good tonight. Darren McHackett started, went six innings, and gave up only one run. And that run came in the fourth when Tim Lopes, the former Rainier who's been scorching hot at the plate during this series, hit a leadoff double, went to third on a infield single with one out by Alfonso Rivas, and then scored on a Yorman Rodriguez double to left that made it 1-0. The big play in the game defensively for the Red Ears was right after that. Runners were at second and third with one out. Taylor Colway hit a fly to right field. Cade Marlowe caught it for out number two. The runner at third, Rivas tried to tag and score, and Marlowe threw him out at the plate for a double play. And it got the Red Ears out of that inning with just the one run scoring. That was it for McCacken, who went six innings, allowed one run on five hits, walked one, struck out 10 the first He had five strikeouts in his first two innings and five strikeouts in his last two innings. The 10 strikeouts, second highest total of McCacken's career. And yet, he left the game trailing 1-0 because the Red Deers were getting shut out by El Paso's Matt Waldron, reportedly a knuckleballer who came into play today with an 11.93 ERA, having allowed 21 runs in 14 and a third innings. He laid off the knuckleball today. He did throw a few. He threw a handful, but for the most part, he went fastball and slider, and it was working for him, and he went six shutout innings, gave up just three hits and two walks, struck out seven. So it was 1-0 when we went to the seventh, and each team went to the pen. The Red Deers got a three-up, three-down inning from Riley O'Brien. Tom Cosgrove retired the side for El Paso. O'Brien came back for the eighth inning, pitched a scoreless frame. We went to the bottom of the eighth. It was still 1-0 El Paso. The Chihuahuas brought in right-hander Moises Lugo from the pen. Kian Wong greeted him with a fly ball to center field on the first pitch of the inning. And the center fielder, Luis Liberato, former Rainier, a guy we know is a great defensive player, he never saw the baseball. He lost it on contact, it appeared, didn't see the ball, and it landed behind him, and Wong ended up with a double to start the eighth inning. Then Cesar Hernandez hit a deep fly to center field that Liberato saw all the way and caught, but it was deep enough for Wong, the tying runner, to advance to third. With one out, Taylor Trammell walked, and then Cade Marlowe walked, and the bases were loaded. But Lugo struck out Brian O'Keefe looking on a full count pitch that O'Keefe thought was outside, but the plate umpire called it a strike, and that was the second out of the inning, and now El Paso was positioned to get out of the jam. Mike Ford was the next batter. He was first pitch swinging. He got a fastball at the knees, and he pulled it sharply on the ground between first and second and into right field, a two-run single as it brought in both Wong and Trammell, and the Red Deers had the lead 2-1 in the eighth. And that was all they needed. Matt Festa came in for the ninth, went three up, three down to nail down his second save, and Tacoma winners today by the final score of 2-1. Let's get to the final totals in today's game. For Tacoma, it was two runs on five hits. There were no errors and seven runners left on base. El Paso scored one run on six hits, made no errors, left five on base. Winning pitcher is Riley O'Brien. He is 1-1. The loss goes to Lugo, 0-1. Festa gets the save, his second. Attendance today, 6,801, biggest crowd of the year so far. Red Deers with the win improved to 11-8, and El Paso falls to 7-13. The Red Deers have won the series now. It's a six-game series. They've won four out of five so far. And the final game is tomorrow, the day game at 1:35. Easton McGee starts for Tacoma against Pedro Avila for El Paso. We'll be on the air with the pregame show starting at 1:20, as we'll have a Sunday interview prior to the broadcast tomorrow. Rainiers win it 2-1, the final score. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Rainiers postgame show continues right after this.
The ProVac team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Right here's win 2-1 over El Paso. Tacoma's having a great homestand, 4-1. The Red Ears are now 8-2 here at Cheney Stadium this season. Tacoma playing great baseball here in the home ballpark. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard now. Most games are complete, but the Mariners game is not one of them. Seattle and St. Louis are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the seventh. The Mariners batting now. The M's were trailing most of this game, but they tied it in the sixth when Teoscar Hernandez hit a two-run homer. In the second inning, Kelnick had hit a solo shot for the M's other run. So 3-3, bottom of the seventh inning. Mariners trying to win game two against St. Louis after winning the series opener yesterday. A whole lot of big league action today. We'll continue with the interleague game since the Mariners are playing an interleague game today. Nationals beat the Twins for the second day in a row in Minnesota, 10-4 today. Joey Meneses had four hits. C.J. Abrams with a homer. The Marlins and Guardians got rained out in Cleveland yesterday, so today they played two. Marlins won them both. They won the first game 6-1 as Luis Arraez had a two-run single to open it up. And then the Marlins swept the doubleheader with a 3-2 win in the nightcap in which Garrett Hampson, who had driven in a run earlier, singled in the go-ahead run in the sixth. Also in interleague play today, the Brewers beat the Red Sox 5-4. Rowdy Tellez has homered in back-to-back games against the Red Sox. He's made a career of hitting homers against Boston. And the Astros beat the Braves today 6-3 when Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker each hit two-run homers during a four-run sixth inning. American League games today, the Blue Jays and Yankees were in a scoreless game going to the bottom of the eighth. Alex Manoa and Garrett Cole were locked in. But then at the bottom of the eighth, Anthony Volpe hit a two-run homer for the Yankees, only to see Danny Jensen hit a two-run homer to tie it at the top of the ninth for Toronto. And then the Yankees won it at the bottom of the ninth on a walk-off RBI single by DJ LeMahieu. 3-2, Yankees beat Toronto. In 10 innings, Tampa Bay knocks off the White Sox 4-3. Randy Arozarena drove in all four runs, including the 10th inning RBI single that won the game. Baltimore defeats Detroit 5-1. Kyle Gibson pitched into the 7th inning for the Orioles, allowed just one run and tied his career high with 11 strikeouts. And the performance of the day, if not the month, and maybe even the season when it's all said and done, Texas beat Oakland 18-3, and Adolis Garcia was 5-for-5 with three homers, two doubles, eight runs batted in, and five runs scored for the Texas Rangers. And if you have him on your fantasy team, congratulations, you just won. And Kansas City and the Angels just wrapped up right now in Anaheim. The Royals with a comeback win in the late innings. They take it 11-8, the final. National League games, Dodgers beat the Cubs 9-4 as James Outman and Max Muncy each hit two home runs at Wrigley. The Phillies knock off the Rockies 4-3. Nicholas Castellanos hit two solo homers, his first two homers of the year. Logan Webb tossed a gem, and the Giants beat the Mets 7-4. Webb allowed two runs in seven innings to get the W. San Diego got a homer from Fernando Tatis Jr., his first, and the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-3. And break up the Pirates. They won their sixth in a row today. They beat the Reds 2-1. Rich Hill allowed one run in five innings and got the win. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears defeat El Paso 2-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services,
and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Red Airs win. They beat El Paso 2-1 in front of a great crowd here at Cheney Stadium on this Saturday night. And one rally in the eighth. Mike Ford drove in 8 runs yesterday with 3 homers. Today, just 1 ground ball single. But it came with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the eighth inning, and it brought in the only runs the Red Airs scored today and the only runs that the Red Airs would need today, because the pitching was outstanding from Darren McCacken, Riley O'Brien, and Matt Festa. Red Airs beat El Paso 2-1, the final score. PCL scoreboard now. Reno and Salt Lake played a makeup doubleheader because they got rained out yesterday, and they split. Salt Lake won the first game 4-3, and Reno took the second game 3-2. A couple of one-run decisions in Salt Lake City. Sugarland beats Vegas 5-1 behind the pitching of J.P. France. Oklahoma City defeated Albuquerque 3-2. And one game's in progress. It's Sacramento 3, Round Rock 1. They are in the bottom of the eighth inning in Sacramento. Well, this homestand wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35 p.m. Easton McGee has had 3 straight outstanding starts for Tacoma. He'll be on the mound tomorrow against El Paso's Pedro Avila. We'll start the pregame show at 1:20. That's tomorrow. First pitch, 1:35 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 2, El Paso 1. Have a great night.